Getting ready for that big Tanzania trip, huh?
Oh, yeah. Sounds exciting.
I've been looking over all the stuff you send over articles, FAQs, even that amazing video. Oh, those Zanzibar beaches are unreal. I might need a vacation myself after this.
Yeah, right? They look amazing.
But before we get to the fun stuff, we gotta make sure you've got that e-visa squared away. Smart move going that route, by the way.
Definitely. Tanzania has really gone all in on the digital system. Makes it so much easier than the old days of embassy
Yeah.
visits.
Yeah, I was a bit confused about that whole thing, to be honest. Like, no more embassies at all.
Nope. They actually stopped issuing visas at embassies entirely. Everything's online now.
Wow, so it's like my digital key to the country.
Think of it that way. Your digital key to unlocking Tanzania.
I like that. But I saw there were different kinds of e-visas. What's the deal with that?
It all boils down to what you're planning on doing there. You mentioned wanting to spend some time on safari in the Serengeti, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks there, and then some beach time in Zanzibar.
Perfect. So for that, you'd need the tourist e-visa. It's the most popular one, covers all the classic Tanzania stuff.
Makes sense.
And you've got options too, single entry or multiple entry.
Multiple entry.
Yeah, think of it like if you're thinking of hopping over to Kenya or another nearby country and then coming back to Tanzania, that's where the multiple entry comes in handy.
Okay, 2 weeks on safari, a week in Zanzibar. Does that 90-day limit per visit give me enough time to see anything else?
Absolutely. You'd still have tons of time to explore another part of the country,
Yeah.
maybe Arusha National Park or the southern coast.
Cool options.
Okay.
What about those other visa types I saw?
Well, there's the business e-visa. Pretty self-explanatory. Conferences, meetings, anything business related.
Gotcha.
Then there's the transit e-visa. That's for those quick layovers. Say your flight has a long stopover in Tanzania, lets you get out of the airport and explore a bit, up to 7 days.
So I can at least get a little taste of Tanzania, even if I don't have a ton of time. I remember seeing something about a referral e-visa. That one sounded a bit more complicated.
Yeah, it is a little different. Applies to citizens of specific countries. Requires a more in-depth application.
Which countries? And what makes it so special?
Well, the list of countries changes every so often, so it's always best to double-check the official website. But basically, it involves getting a referral from a sponsor or host in Tanzania, often used for volunteer work, research projects, or situations where you need a bit more backing for your application.
So if I needed a referral e-visa, I'd need to get that application in super early and not book flights until it was approved, right?
Exactly. Not a last-minute kind of visa.
Okay,
Man.
makes sense. So say I figured out which visa type I need, what do I actually need to apply for the e-visa?
Let's start with the basics. Your passport, obviously, needs to be valid for at least 6 months beyond your planned stay in Tanzania and have at least one blank visa page.
Got it. What else?
You'll need a digital copy of your passport's photo page. Recent passport size photos that meet their specifications. Best to check the latest guidelines on the e-visa portal for that. And proof of onward travel, like that return ticket you mentioned.
Okay, so those are the must-haves for everyone. Are there any other documents I might need?
It depends on the visa type. If you were applying for a business e-visa, for example, you might need a letter of invitation from a company in Tanzania.
Okay.
Or if you were going the referral e-visa route, that invitation letter from your sponsor is key.
Makes sense. You also mentioned a yellow fever vaccination certificate. Not sure if I'd need that.
It's a health regulation that applies to lots of travelers. So definitely double check if it's required for you based on your travel history. You can find all the details on the e-visa website.
Sounds like being organized is the name of the game here. So once I've got all my documents in order, what's next?
It is key once you have it all together. Though the actual application process is super smooth, it's all online through the official Tanzania e-visa portal.
Okay, so walk me through it. What does the online application actually look like?
It's pretty user-friendly. You start by choosing your visa type. So for you, that would be the tourist e-visa. Then you fill out the application form. It's pretty standard stuff. Your personal info, passport details, travel dates, purpose of your trip, that sort of thing.
Anything tricky about the form? Or anything I should be extra careful with?
Just be really careful with accuracy. Double-check everything before you hit submit. Even a tiny typo in your passport number could hold things up.
Got it. Accuracy is key. So after I filled out the form, what's next?
Then you upload all those documents we talked about. Passport copy photos, proof of onward travel, and anything else that's specific to your visa type. The portal's usually pretty good about telling you what style types and sizes they accept. Just make sure those scans are clear and easy to read.
Makes sense. Then comes the payment. What are the payment options for the e-visa?
Most of the time, you can use major credit cards or debit cards. Some portals might even offer PayPal. You'll see the exact fees before you finalize everything. And it'll depend on your visa type, nationality, and the processing speed you choose.
Speaking of processing speed, that's something I wanted to ask about. How long does it take to actually get the e-visa approved?
You've got options, which is great. They offer different processing speeds to fit your timeline.
Okay, lay it on me. What are the choices?
You've got normal processing. Mm-hmm. That's the most popular one. It usually takes about 10 to 12 working days. Most budget-friendly option if you're not in a hurry.
What if I am in a hurry?
Then you can go with rush processing. Knocks the processing time down to 8 to 10 working days. It'll cost a little extra, but you get that visa quicker.
And what if I'm really in a hurry? Like, booked my flight for next week and totally spaced on the visa.
For those real last-minute situations, they have super rush processing. They'll get your e-visa processed in 6 to 8 working days. But it's the priciest option.
So it's like a trade-off, speed versus cost. You mentioned processing times can vary too, especially during those peak travel seasons. I guess it's always better to play it safe and apply early.
Absolutely. Sooner the better. Once you've submitted everything and paid, you'll get a confirmation email with a reference number. Hang on to that. It lets you track your application status online.
Okay, so I can check in and see what's happening with my e-visa. That's good. What happens if I'm loving Tanzania and want to stay longer than my visa allows? Is it easy to extend the e-visa?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's something a lot of people wonder about. Unfortunately, extending a Tanzanian e-visa isn't as easy as you might hope. It's not always a sure thing, and it can be a bit of a headache.
Oh, no. Okay, so what are my options if I find myself in that situation?
There are a couple of ways to go about it. Yeah. The most common one, especially if your travel plans are flexible, is to do a visa run.
A visa run? What's that?
You basically leave Tanzania for a short trip to a neighboring country, like Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, and then come back to Tanzania with a new visa.
Ah, so it's like hitting the reset button on my visa.
Exactly. You just need to make sure you can enter those other countries without any visa issues.
That makes sense. Is there any way to extend the visa without leaving Tanzania?
You could try applying for an extension while you're still there.
How would I do that?
It involves going to the immigration office in Dar es Salaam and submitting an application. You'd need a solid reason for wanting to stay longer. And even then, there's no guarantee they'll approve it.
And how long of an extension could I get?
It's usually pretty short. Maybe a month or so.
Sounds like planning my trip carefully and getting the right visa from the start is the way to go.
Definitely. Much easier than trying to sort things out later.
Okay, so we've covered the application process, the processing speeds, even what to do if I need more time. What of the cost, though? Can you give me a ballpark figure of what I can expect to pay for the e-visa?
That's where things get a little tricky. The fees can really vary depending on a few factors, but we can break it down.
Okay, let's break it down then. What are the main things that affect the e-visa cost?
The biggest thing is the type of visa you need. Each one's got a different price tag. You're going for the touristy visa. So that's what we'll stick with. But just as an example, a business e-visa would probably set you back a bit more.
Gotcha. What else affects the price?
Your nationality is another factor. Different countries have different agreements with Tanzania.
Yeah.
Which can change the fee. You mentioned you're using a U.S. passport, right?
Yep, that's right.
So U.S. citizens have to get a multiple entry visa, even if it's just for tourism, which often has a different fee structure than the single entry visas.
Right. We talked about that earlier. So that's something to keep in mind. What about how long I'm staying? Does that affect the price too?
It can. A longer stay might bump up the fee a little, but for the tourist e-visa, the fee is usually just for a visit up to 90 days, whether you use all that time or not.
Okay. And then there's that processing speed thing. Right. We talked about normal rush, super rush. I'm guessing the faster you need it, the more it costs.
You got it. Normal processing's the cheapest. But if you're in a time crunch, you'll pay a bit more for those rush options.
Okay. So all things considered, can you give me a rough estimate? For a U.S. citizen, getting a tourist visa with normal processing.
Well, I can't give you an exact number. It changes a little bit depending on exchange rates and all that. But based on what we know, you're probably looking at somewhere around $100. Just keep in mind, that's a ballpark figure. It's always best to double check the official e-visa portal for the latest prices.
Got it. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
One last thing about those fees. Are they refundable if for some reason I have to cancel my trip?
Unfortunately, no e-visa fees are usually non-refundable. That's pretty standard for most countries, not just Tanzania.
Okay, good to know. So once I hit submit and pay, I'm in. It's happening.
Exactly. But hey, you've done your homework. You know what to expect. You're well on your way to seeing all the amazing things Tanzania has to offer.
I'm so excited. Thanks for walking me through all of this. It's been super helpful.
You're very welcome. Happy travels.
Safe travels, everyone.